I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story, you've been hearing it here. It's breaking news on KSL News Radio. Hunter Biden has been indicted on federal firearms charges in a long-running probe weeks after a plea deal fell apart. A federal indictment filed in Delaware says Biden lied about his drug use when he bought a firearm in 2018 while struggling with addiction to crack cocaine. Today's indictment comes as Congressional Republicans pursue an impeachment inquiry into the Democratic president, in large part over Hunter Biden's business dealings. We will continue to bring you more details on this story throughout the afternoon. Mineral companies new to the Great Salt Lake could soon have to put back all the water that they use. KSL News Radio's Adam Small explains.
Utah Division of Water Quality Director John Mackey says both they and the Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands want new mineral extractors to the Great Salt Lake to, at least in most cases, put all the water they use back into the lake under a new law passed by state lawmakers.
And in some cases, I mean, I think a lot of the science says, well, there's bound to be some loss. So, but very close to being what comes out goes back in.
The approach is vastly different from the evaporation pools used by many existing companies on the lake. While it could take some time to see it in action, the hope is that companies get the minerals they want but not contribute further to the still struggling water levels.
It's just critical that they wind up net neutral.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah lawmakers are drafting legislation that would decide the fate of future developments around Bear Lake. It's similar to a law passed by Idaho lawmakers impacting the Idaho side of the lake. The bill is working to outline preservation goals. Lawmakers hope to have a final draft ready for next year's legislative session. A couple dozen Utahns are grateful to be alive after their houseboat burst into flames at Lake Powell. 25 people were on board this boat when, on the first day of the trip, the engine exploded.
Jump!
Now that is the sound from video taken by Maddie Tolman, a producer here at KSL who was on that boat. She tells KSL-TV everyone, including several kids, had mere minutes to evacuate. A mother had to jump off the boat with her two-month-old baby in her arms. Now the boat had everything on it, and it is a total loss, but everyone on board is safe and accounted for. KSL's top national stories this hour. There are 16 days left before the U.S. runs out of money, and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is not happy about it.
I showed frustration in here because I am frustrated with the committee. I'm frustrated with some people in the conference.
In front of a group of reporters, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Congress isn't leaving until lawmakers pass a dozen appropriations bills or go into conference to work out differences. McCarthy says the best thing to do moving forward is to get the work done.
We had the DOD appropriation bill yesterday. I couldn't put it on the floor. I don't have one complaint by any member of what's wrong with this bill.
Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
The judge overseeing the election interference case in Georgia has severed the trials between two of the defendants and the other 17. It's a win for those defendants like Mr. Trump, who didn't want to go to trial right away. ABC News legal contributor also says that the defense attorneys can take notes from the first trial to use for theirs.
You basically get to see the prosecution's playbook before there's a serious impact of your own client. You get to see how they pick jurors and jury selection. What themes are they going with? What are the strengths and weaknesses of the witnesses they put forward on the stand? You get to get the transcripts of those witnesses when they testify. And then when they ultimately testify in your case, you can potentially impeach them if they say something even slightly different.
The trial for the two defendants who requested a speedy trial, Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbro, is set to start October 23rd. Other national stories we are following on KSL. The state of California says it will start giving police tens of millions of dollars to fight organized retail theft, which is plaguing the state.
Was that worth it?
Around the world, the videos have been seen on social media. Organized gangs of thieves in California rushing into stores en masse and stealing sometimes millions of dollars worth of stuff, from handbags to clothing and even shampoo. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state is ready to fight back.
$271 million on retail theft, new grants, prosecution.
The money will go to police departments and prosecutors to add extra enforcement. Efforts already in place have not stopped the retail theft phenomenon here. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he's not done playing football, even though he's out for the season after tearing his Achilles at the start of the first game of the season. Rodgers posted a message on social media saying that he's heartbroken and moving through all of the emotions. He goes on to ask for prayers and ended saying that he will rise yet again. Former BYU quarterback Zach Wilson has been named the starting quarterback following Rodgers' injury. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We do have the clearing of a vehicle fire westbound I-80 in Tooele County. This is about 5 miles east of Skull Valley Road, but I don't think it's causing any kind of major delays. Just to use a little bit of caution and watch for it if you're traveling through that area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
Everyone's important. Everyone has a crucial role to play, but there's a time to move on.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
Hey guys, Alex and Scott for Alpine Home Medical. You've heard us talking about and singing the praises of Alpine Home Medical for years, because if you're talking about getting home medical supplies, these are the folks who are going to do it for you at the best price. They're local. They know how to treat their customers. Scott, we've had a lot of experiences with the folks at Alpine Home Medical over the years.
And they really do know how to treat you, because it can be a scary thing. You go online, you don't know what to get. You're not sure about things. You walk in the store and they're going to take care of you from the minute you get there. You're going to sit down with a professional. They're going to work through your insurance. They're going to get you the right supplies for yourself. I have a CPAP machine. I've been in, I've done this, and they're incredible. But it's not just when you're in the store, it's after you leave. They're going to take care of you, call, make sure everything's just right. These medical devices are important, and you want to feel safe, and you want to feel secure, and you want to feel you got the right thing to take care of yourself.
It's everything, too. The power scooters, the CPAP machines, any home medical supplies, they're going to be able to take care of you. And they've got great news. Brand new store in Tooele. They've been trying to expand to Tooele for years, and then here they are now. Go to alpinehomemedical.com to find a location near you. We're excited to see you out there in Tooele, folks. AlpineHomeMedical.com.
If it's out of sight, it's out of mind. Even though that's an old adage, it's still very true today. And it's especially true of your old 401k. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, asking you to get that old 401k in sight and out of the company you no longer work for. But don't roll it into your new 401k. That could be one of the worst things you do. Of course that's easy. But when has the easiest way ever been the best way? Instead, call Trajan Wealth and learn about all of your options, including a way to earn an upfront bonus of up to 25% for your future income just for rolling it over. That's right. You could earn up to a 25% bonus for your retirement income just for rolling that 401k over with Trajan Wealth. Don't roll that 401k into your new company plan. Don't do it without calling Trajan Wealth first. Call 801-899-7600 or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Found your dream house, but not your dream rate? Make your purchase with a home loan from Cypress Credit Union. Refinance within 12 months if rates drop, and Cypress Credit Union will take care of the refinancing fees.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story this half hour, Hunter Biden has been indicted on federal firearms charges. We'll continue to follow that story for you. KSL News Time, 12:08. Two Utah Air Medical Transport and Rescue Programs are celebrating their anniversaries and over 200,000 lives saved. Intermountain Lifeline has been running for 45 years, while Classic Air Medical has been running for 35 years. Applications are open for the top job in Utah System of Higher Education after the commissioner stepped down yesterday. David Wolstenhume held the role for 4 years and worked closely with Utah's eight university presidents during a time of upheaval. Board Chair Amanda Covington says he has stepped down to pursue other professional opportunities. Salt Lake School District will continue to hold meetings as they look at closing several schools. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
This has actually happened before. In 1979, Salt Lake City School District closed 32 schools. Now, this won't be anywhere near that number, with the possibility of 7 closures. But district spokesperson Yandri Chatwin says it's the responsible thing to do.
Chatwin says school enrollment has dropped 30% in the past 8 years. Utah has a higher than average number of military retirees, in part because Utah doesn't tax military pensions. That's according to Brandon Olson with Adams and Peterson CPAs.
Essentially, a Utah resident does not pay Utah tax on any military retirement pay that they receive during the year.
Olson says not all states give a tax credit on U.S. military retirement income, but Utah does. The details are on the latest episode of the podcast, Money Making Sense, on the KSL News Radio app. Over a dozen dogs are on the list to be euthanized if they're not adopted. With 111 dogs and with only 90 kennels, Weber County Animal Shelter adoption specialist Lisa Weiss says they have no choice.
We are being forced to make the decision to euthanize just because we absolutely have no kennel space whatsoever.
Weiss says one of the reasons that shelters have exceeded their limit is people are abandoning their pets. The shelter says the dogs on the list to be euthanized are free for adoption until September 26th. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. What's happening, Ricky?
We have a good drive on the Valley freeways. No delays. We have that vehicle fire in Tooele County, but again, it's out of traffic and in the cleanup stages. Westbound I-80, about 5 miles after Skull Valley. So keep an eye out for that. A couple of surface street crashes and auto pedestrian crash in the cleanup stages on Simpson Avenue in Sugar House. This is between 6th and 7th East at about 2200 South. And then a new accident just called out on the scanners, Bangor Highway, about 5800 South. Fill up your bucket list in Box Elder County. History, recreation, and wildlife, along with excellent dining and shopping, await you. Find out more at visitboxeldercounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Not a single complaint for the weather today. 79 the high, mostly sunny skies, light breeze out of the north. Overnight lows, chilly. Mid and upper 50s, clear skies. 80 tomorrow, sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 73 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and still to come on Utah's new news, we'll take a look into the death of famous blogger Heather Armstrong. On KSL, streaming at home on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
If you've had painful kidney stones, you know you don't want more. Moonstone Stone Stopper is a simple solution that works. Created and recommended by top kidney stone doctors, Stone Stopper is an alkali citrate formula scientifically proven to prevent crystallization. Stone Stopper's patented formula is gentle on the stomach and is available in easy-to-swallow capsules, gummies, and powder drinks that make hydration delicious. Stone Stopper is available at participating Walmart and Walgreens stores. Look for the red stop sign on the bottom shelf of the vitamin aisle. For more information or to find a store near you, go to stonestopper.com.
I lost 34 pounds on the Soda weight loss program. You might have heard us talking about this before. I had done every program there is, almost. And some of them I had lost weight on, but then I gained it right back, which was so frustrating. Because if you're going to go through this and lose 34 pounds or more in some cases, you don't want to ever have to do this again.
Yeah.
Soda weight loss teaches you how to be smart. I thought I was eating healthy. I just didn't know. I didn't know that certain kinds of things, you know, turn to carbs, turn to and body fat just like that. They taught me so much, and I still talk to my nutritionist.
That's the key right there, is that you're never alone. And sometimes when you're the only one in your own household dieting, you feel like you are really all out there on an island by yourself. You never feel like that with Soda, because they have these great nutritionists who become friends, and they know where you have your struggles, and they can help you get right back on task when you do gain a couple of pounds along the way. Find out more. Go to SodaWeightLoss.com. See how my daughter lost 42 pounds. It's Soda Weight Loss, state of the art.
Hey, guys. Do you know what makes Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City different? You. Every Revive treatment and medication is personalized just for you. Revive has the experts that guys go to when their current treatment isn't working, they have a complicated medical condition, or they're just not happy with their daily performance. Since 2011, they've helped thousands of local men suffering with the symptoms of low T and ED. Their goal is simple: to get to the bottom of your issues and fix them. Your best performance requires more than generic ED medications or a low-dose testosterone booster at a low-ball price like you find online. Revive medications are custom compounded, affordable, and guaranteed to resolve your issues. Stop dealing with the symptoms of low T or ED. Book your T-check and exam today. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit us at revivementshealth.com.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, what are you waiting for? Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time 1215, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
multiple agencies overseeing the Great Salt Lake want any mineral extracting newcomers to put all the water they use back into the lake instead of evaporating it. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Hunter Biden has been indicted on federal firearms charges in a long-running probe weeks after a plea deal fell apart. Third, traffic and weather together. Ricky?
Freeway traffic looking good with no problems and good speeds in Salt Lake County. We do have an accident. Bangor Highway about 5800 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Perfect fall weather today with a high of 79 and mostly sunny skies. I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy, 73 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The investigation into Hunter Biden taking a new turn after an earlier plea deal between Biden and federal prosecutors over his taxes fell apart this summer. Special counsel David Weiss filing three gun-related felony charges against President Biden's son Hunter. Two of the counts are related to false statements, the third, illegal possession of a firearm. ABC's Pierre Thomas has more.
His attorneys have pointed out that these are not the kind of cases that the Justice Department typically brings. A single case involving filling out a form illegally, if you will, that typically to get a gun charge like this, something else would be attached to it, like drug dealing or some kind of crime of violence. They believe that this is highly unusual, and they will make that case now, obviously, in court.
The White House has yet to respond. A judge in the Georgia racketeering case ruling that the trials of Kenneth Chesbro and Sidney Powell be severed from the other 17 defendants, including former President Trump's trial. It's seen as a blow to the district attorney's efforts to try all defendants in that case together. Government funding set to run out at the end of this month, and lawmakers are far off from a new budget to avoid a shutdown. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy shaking up his caucus to agree to a spending package.
I showed frustration in here because I am frustrated with the committee. I'm frustrated with some people in the conference.
In front of a group of reporters, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Congress isn't leaving until lawmakers pass a dozen appropriations bills or go into conference to work out differences. McCarthy says the best thing to do moving forward is to get the work done.
We had the DOD appropriation bill yesterday. I couldn't put it on the floor. I don't have one complaint by any member of what's wrong with this bill.
Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Hurricane Lee churning in the Atlantic and expected to make landfall near Nova Scotia this weekend. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The longtime boyfriend of popular Utah mommy blogger Heather Armstrong, known to many as Deuce, is finally speaking out about her death. Good Morning America's Ariel Reshef recaps her success.
Considered the queen of mommy bloggers, Heather grew a fan base of more than 8 million readers a month on her website, Deuce, giving people a deeply personal view of her journey through parenthood. With both humor and heart, Armstrong shared her irreverence.
The 47-year-old's death was announced on her Instagram back in May. No official cause of death was released, but her boyfriend, Pete Ashdown, confirmed it was death by suicide following a relapse.
Armstrong was unflinchingly honest about her struggles with alcoholism and depression, writing three books about her experience with these battles as a mother of two.
I couldn't sleep. I started to have panic attacks, and I noticed that I couldn't handle stress or situations very well. And it was a clear indicator that I was depressed.
And again, her longtime boyfriend said that she was very hard on herself, and he believes her relapse was a core motivator to her decision. He also said she was on the receiving end of hate from online trolls for years, contributing to the decline of her mental health. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, help is available. KSL News Time, 1219. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. What's happening, Ricky?
Well, for those who are traveling I-15 north or southbound, you're good to go. as you are making your way between Ogden and Provo. But we do have an accident at 12th Street in Ogden by the I-15 junction, and that is going to be affecting traffic in all direction for Weber County drivers. The main flow of all the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are in good shape. We have the cleanup of an earlier accident. It may involve a pedestrian, and this is in Sugar House, about 2200 South between 6th and 7th East, and a crash called out at Bangor Highway about 5800 South. I'm not seeing any backups in the area there. Renew your smile with Grandpa's Dental. Grandpa's Dental offers cosmetic and routine dentistry. Visit grandpasdental.com for a location near you. That's grandpasdental.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast starts out with some 70s this afternoon and mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow, high right around 80, sunny. Blue skies on Saturday, 84. Sunday completes the weekend with great weather, sunny skies, 86 degrees. Mostly sunny on Monday, 87. Changes start to move into the doorstep here on Tuesday. Partly cloudy skies, 77 the high. We drop it off to 70 next Wednesday as a cool front tries to move through. Partly cloudy skies and breezy. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy, 73 degrees downtown. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. And taking a look at the markets at this hour, it looks like very positive numbers for all three, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P. Both the Dow and the NASDAQ up by triple digits. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
As the weather turns colder, this is when you need to get those new windows. So call Advanced Window Products. They'll replace your single-pane, rickety old windows with stylish, state-of-the-art double-pane windows with precision frames. You pick the style and color. They're custom-made right here in Salt Lake City. This company is so Utah. It's run by two guys who grew up here, Jake Weber and Utes defensive star Nate Orchard, the mayor of Sacktown with seven NFL seasons under his belt. Great guys, great company building high-quality windows for 37 years. Unlike other companies, they build the windows, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. No middleman. There's Jake, Nate, and their team, and there's you. Saving on the highest quality windows right now before winter. Get $2,000 off 10 windows or more, and they offer 60-month 0% financing. So call Advanced Window Products now. You could have stylish new windows in 8 weeks. 801-850-9100. 801-850-9100 or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
Yeah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at ooma.com/radio. That's ooma.com/radio.
When my daughter gets a cold, I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat kids' most bothersome cold and cough symptoms quickly. And the best part is that DayQuil Kids Berry
tastes really great. Aren't you supposed to be resting? Maybe.
DayQuil Kids Berry. The kids' berry-licious daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids. Medicine. Safe for kids 6 years plus.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group, financial advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
Spend some time with the ones you love in one of the most unique dining experiences in Utah. Five Alls Restaurant has 5 stars, 5 courses, and is a step back in time.
KSL News Time, 1224. 25 years ago today, one of MTV's most iconic shows debuted.
Welcome to Total Request Live.
Total Request Live, or TRL, debuted September 14th, 1998 on MTV, counting down the most requested videos. It's tearing up my heart. Which were often from boy bands, including NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. And they'd perform in studio in Times Square. Former TRL co-host Dave Holmes tells us it's hard to quantify just how popular it was.
TRL was TikTok and YouTube and Twitter and a blockbuster movie. It was the epicenter.
TRL ran for 10 years until people started watching music videos online. MTV tried to revive it a couple of times, but it couldn't recapture the magic. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
KSL News Time, 1225. Watching Utah's money, you could trade in your old phone for the iPhone 15 for free, but there is a catch. Carriers like AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon are offering trade-in deals with hundreds of dollars of credit, but your phone will be locked under that carrier's network for at least several months. Construction companies, transportation businesses, and farmers are feeling the biggest hit from the soaring fuel prices. Higher gas prices alone accounted for over half of the August 0.6% increase in U.S. goods and services for July, with jet fuel rising the most. The former CEO and longtime leader, Howard Schultz, is retiring from Starbucks again. Schultz built Starbucks from a local coffee shop into a global franchise. He first left this role as CEO in March, but returned to help navigate labor and operational challenges. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 322 points. That's nearly a full percent, sitting at 34,897. S&P, it's up by 34. The NASDAQ up by 102 points. Salt Lake City leaders will be turning Main Street into an urban playground on Fridays and Saturdays for the next few weeks. Think rotating offerings like golf, yoga, or a silent disco party. It's part of Open Streets, where Main Street gets closed from South Temple to 4th South. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says Open Streets could become a permanent feature downtown in the next few years. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
A higher cost at the pump.
$75 to now fill up my tank.
Affects everything down the pipeline.
Gas prices are at the heart of all our costs.
Dave and Debbie talk about the top of mind issues affecting us all.
We go together now. Like, let's just take one car so that we're saving gas.
Join the conversation weekdays 9 to noon on KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Imagine how inconvenient your life would be without power. No lights, no refrigeration, no heating or cooling, and no electronics. But with a Generac home standby generator, you'll have the power when you need it most. Generac generators automatically provide backup after sensing a power outage, so your life goes on uninterrupted. Schedule a free quote today with Genco Generators, your premier Generac service dealer in Utah. Call 801-295-0872 or online at gencogenerators.net.
Introducing YES Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. We're bringing all of Utah's favorite HVAC plumbing and electrical brands under one roof. Maximize your energy savings with a new energy-efficient heating and cooling system from YES, and you could save up to $4,500 through possible tax credits and other discounts. Purchase a new system today, and YES will buy back your old inefficient HVAC system. Visit theyesmancan.com to schedule your appointment. Call now or visit theyesmancan.com for details, terms, and conditions.
Dave and Dejanovic.
I hope our listeners take away lots of information, but also a new way of looking at a topic.
Ideas, their thoughts, the things they thought they knew. I hope that gets challenged when they listen to us.
I've had listeners stop me at the grocery store and ask me, what is your show about? And I'll tell them, our show is anything from politics to your pocketbook.
Listen for Dave and Dejanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
This week's movie show is brought to you by Sound Sleep Medical. Get a free sleep screening and a free sleep consultation by tuning in on Friday morning. Sound Sleep Medical with 7 locations in Utah.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a crash in Weber County, 12th Street at the I-15 junction, and it is affecting multiple directions of travel. I think you can get through. It's a little difficult to tell from this camera shot, but you do want to use caution. Your Salt Lake County freeways all looking good, as well as your main secondaries. The Utah RV Super Show at Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy, September 14th through 17th. Get information and discount passes at utahrvsupershow.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny skies today with a high of 79. We're going 57 overnight, a little on the chilly side, clear skies. For tomorrow, perfect again, 80 degrees and sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, sunny and 73 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, 82 degrees in St. George, Logan at 67.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230, KSL's top story this hour, and it is developing news on KSL News Radio. Hunter Biden has been indicted on federal firearms charges. A federal indictment filed in Delaware says Biden lied about his drug use when he bought a firearm in 2018 while struggling with addiction to crack cocaine. KSL legal analyst Greg Skorda says the laws surrounding drug users purchasing firearms are not consistent across the country.
Sometimes it depends on what part of the country you're living in and where you are, and he may very well raise that as a defense and say, look, that particular law that I'm being charged with is actually unconstitutional and has been found that way in some jurisdictions. And there may be some nuances. For example, are you currently a drug user as opposed to maybe or have you been in treatment for drug use or something like that? So it may depend on the exact wording of the question and what his use of drugs were at the time.
Skorda believes Hunter and his lawyer will try to set up another deal with a minimum prison time and probation. Blaze and Murray are currently looking for a man who they say fled a traffic stop and ran into a police car. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell has details.
At 7:20 last night, police in Murray were involved in a traffic stop with a black Chevy Captiva displaying stolen Indiana license plates. The driver attempted to flee the scene and hit an officer's car. A shot from police was fired and the driver is still on the run. The driver was last seen in a white singlet and red gym shorts. If you have any information, you are urged to call the West Jordan Police Department.
Police have shared with us a picture of the car, license plate, and the suspect. You can find those on our website. Officials of the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food are warning livestock purchasers of a rise in scams. Now, the scams could be connected to the increase in cattle prices. They're the highest that they've been since 2015. They say buyers should be cautious and always purchase from a reputable auction and never send partial payments before seeing the animal in person. The Department of Health and Human Services is reminding citizens to prepare and protect themselves from respiratory illnesses in the coming months. Immunization Director with the DHHS, Rich Lakin, says that they suggest Utahns get vaccinated.
May not help you from getting COVID, but at least it'll reduce the severity of the disease.
He says other helpful measures to prevent sickness include eating healthy, exercising, and maintaining proper hygiene. KSL's top national stories this hour. Negotiations between the UAW and the major American automakers are getting down to the wire.
The UAW is asking for double-digit pay raises. Member Pat Rossi says it's proportional to the pay increases Big Three executives have seen.
It looks on paper like we're asking for a lot, but a lot of people have been left behind.
If there's no deal, the union plans to strike GM, Ford, and Stellantis all at the same time, which would be the first time that's ever happened.
We just need to shut them all down. I mean, that's the best way to do it. We can't make our money, they don't need to make their money. I mean, simple as that.
Auto worker Jalen James says there's no other way. Mike Dubosky, ABC News, Detroit.
After more than a month of declines, we are seeing more Americans apply for unemployment benefits.
It's not a huge increase, but 3,000 more jobless Americans filed their initial paperwork for unemployment in the week ending September 9th. It's the first rise since the first week of August. All told, 220,000 claims were made. The less volatile four-week moving average is still showing a decline, down about 5,000 in the past week. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
President Biden will deliver what the White House is calling a major speech on the economy today in Maryland.
The White House says President Biden's speech at a community college in Maryland will contrast his economic vision with the agenda of House Republicans, accusing the GOP of pursuing trickle-down tax cuts for the wealthy and corporations instead of investments in manufacturing and the middle class. The speech comes as a government shutdown looms at the end of the month and as Biden tries to reshape voters' lackluster perceptions of his handling of the economy. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
Other national stories, KSL. Is following. Rescuers are running out of time to help those affected in the deadly flooding in Libya. More than 6,000 people have died. Some 9,000 are missing. Help is beginning to arrive, but officials warn that they are worried about potential diseases lurking in the contaminated waters.
Increasingly, this is less about rescue and more about recovery. The mayor of Derna saying the number of dead could reach more than 20,000 and that tragically, little hope remains of finding anyone alive.
ABC's Ian Panel reporting the coastal city of Derna received the worst of the damage. The stranded cruise liner has now been pulled free in Greenland.
It took a few days trying, but success at last. The MV Ocean Explorer no longer hung up after being assisted and successfully freed by a fisheries research vessel at high tide. And good news all around. There have been no injuries, no pollution of the environment, and no breach of the hull. The ship's owner says it will now be heading to a port where the keel can be examined in detail and the passengers will be flown back home. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
First look traffic. Let's see what's happening on the roads with Ricky Meese.
Right now, I'm hearing new scanner chatter of a crash involving a motorcycle in Salt Lake City at State Street and 1700 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Utah's still trying to fill an open house seat.
At the end of another term, I'd be in my mid-80s.
Now we're staring down an open seat in the Senate. Listen all this week. Your voice, your vote, 2024 on KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and there are good things in the air. You can feel it. You can see it. You can experience it. Football, the kids are back in school. It's beginning to cool off a little bit. Fall is in the air. And a great place to go this fall for the best meal you've ever had. It's Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Now let's talk about going up to the mountains where the leaves are just beginning to turn. It's going to be gorgeous. And at Hotel Park City, there's a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse waiting for you. So many things are going on in the heart of downtown Salt Lake City. And there's a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse downtown for you as well at 275 South West Temple. That steak that you've been longing for, cooked to perfection, the perfect temperature, the side dishes, the desserts. They're at both locations of Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. So call and make your reservations now. When Dee and I ate there the other night, it was so delicious, so good. That first bite, you're going to love it at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Transform your outdated kitchen with half-price granite. Replace your entire kitchen with beautiful and affordable options with granite for only $2,500. Yeah, $2,500. Not interested in countertops? No worries. Half-price granite is now stocked with gorgeous cabinets and flooring options to choose from. You're sure to find something you love. Call 801-486-1700. 801-486-1700. Half Price Granite. Online at halfpricegranite.com. Half Price Granite. Affordable luxury.
If you want a heating and air company that uses third-party verification of their work, that is one of the highest rated on both Google and Yelp, then call At Your Service Pros at 801-YOUR-PRO.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top story this hour, Hunter Biden's plea deal fell through, and he has been indicted on 3 federal firearms charges. KSL News Time, 1238. Developing news. Better news at the Weber County Animal Shelter after a report that the shelter had 21 more dogs than it had kennel space for, and it was considering euthanizing some if they were not adopted. Kennel says it now has 3 dogs too many. Adoption specialist Lisa Weiss says the shelter still is overcrowded with dogs and is offering free adoptions until September 26th. A second major hotel and casino company says it too was targeted by a cyber attack.
In a filing with federal regulators, Caesars Entertainment saying it was the target of a cyber attack this month, which stole troves of customer data. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Caesars paid some $15 million to prevent the release of that information. This as MGM Resorts continues to recover from a cyber attack that left guests unable to make reservations, use slot machines, or even get into their rooms. The FBI said it's investigating the MGM attack and has been in contact with the resort chain since Sunday. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A new push for a way to put ratings on the internet to try and keep kids safe.
For what it's worth, I'm Derek Dennis. Fashion designer Kenneth Cole taking a quick break from New York Fashion Week to introduce a new campaign to help keep kids safer on the internet.
Today we're living, I believe, in the digital Wild West. On traditional media, you can't mention a four-letter word without it getting beeped. On social media, where they exist, where they spend 90% of the time, you can say it, you can show it, you can enact it, and you can invite them to be part of it. There are no guidelines.
The new initiative is called SOS, Safe Online Standards, which will create a set of standards. And then those standards could be used to come up with a rating system, much like the ratings we already see on movies, TV, or video games.
We'll be able to hold tech and everybody else accountable for the first time. And we'll be able to speak to their users, and we'll be able to speak to their advertisers. And there will be a financial implication that they'll deal with.
For what it's worth, I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Ricky Meese.
Crews are making fast work of this accident in Ogden that's been affecting multiple directions of travel. 12th Street at the I-15 junction. They're still on the scene, so continue to use caution. We have a crash called out in Salt Lake City at State Street 1700 South involving a motorcycle. I'm just not seeing it yet, and from what I can tell, traffic is getting through the area. Keep your eyes out for emergency crews arriving on the scene. Looking for family seasonal fun? Visit This Is The Place, Heritage Park's Little Haunts. Tricks, treats, crafts, witches, ponies, pumpkins, and more. Visit thisistheplace.org for hours and information. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks to yesterday's weak fall cool front, we'll go for 79 today, mostly sunny skies. Overnight lows will be in the mid and upper 50s, clear skies. Tomorrow, just beautiful, 80 degrees with sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
A lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 73 degrees. Coming up on Utah's new news, Intermountain Health and Black Physicians of Utah are teaming up to combat the medical worker shortage. On KSL, streaming online at kslnewsradio.com and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
With our roots in northern Utah, Holy Cross Hospital has a legacy of caring to help every person be whole and healthy. Find us at 5 Holy Cross Hospital locations and more than 45 clinics along the Wasatch Front. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
At Holy Cross Hospital, we're honored to carry the legacy of our namesake and equally honored to care for northern Utah's vibrant communities. Find us at 5 Holy Cross Hospital locations and more than 45 clinics along the Wasatch Front. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
At Shields, we know good things happen when preparation meets opportunity, which means during the season, the only element of the hunt we can actually control is the work we put in and the gear we trust. So stop by the Shields sale event September 9th through the 17th and save on brands you can trust, like Sitka, Lucky Duck, Benelli, and select Shields Outfitters gear. Our Shields experts are ready to prepare you for success on your next upland and waterfowl adventure. Shields, earn your moment.
If you were in the market to sell your home, wouldn't you want to be with Utah's number one team? That would be the Stern Team. They've been rated number one by Real Trends for 2022.
I was on the Stern Team's website just the other day. It's sternteam.com, S-T-E-R-N-team.com. And I'm a homeowner. I mean, many of you are. You just click on sell, and then you go to home evaluation. And in less than 30 seconds, you'll find out what the value of your home is. I did, and it was thrilling.
And of course, if you want to get your home out there in front of as many buyers as possible, well, listen to this. The Stern Team now has over 100 active buyer clients who are looking for a home right now.
And they have all the options you want. Like, they have an instant cash offer, if that's what you're looking for, or a buy before you sell program. They even have flexible fees customized to your needs.
The average Salt Lake City agent sells 8 homes a year. The Stern Team helps over 400 families reach real estate goals every year.
The Stern Team helps by creating more demand, resulting in more multiple offer situations that will get you more money.
Go to sternteam.com or Google the Stern Team.
Everybody knows that exterior remodeling salespeople are all about the high-pressure sell. Am I right?
Windows, siding, gutters, those suckers are going to twist your arm and get you to buy, or they won't leave your house at night. Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors, and I want you to know we don't have high-pressure sales. In fact, we don't even have salespeople. Nope, we have estimators. That's a huge difference. Estimators are trained to look at the entire scope of the project to see and know if there are any problems like rotten wood, wood-borne insects, or construction issues specific to your house or your neighbors. Salespeople are more concerned about playing those silly price games. Buy one, get one free, sign today and get 40% off, as if they didn't just jack the price up to give you a fake discount. RGS Exteriors estimators are going to give you a great quote. No games, no tricks, no nonsense. Call RGS Exteriors to quote your exterior project. Our number is 801-280-3110 or visit us at rgsutah.com. That's rgsutah.com.
KSL News Time 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Murray police are currently looking for a suspect they say fled a traffic stop near Fashion Place Mall last night. Police say one officer shot at the suspect and they aren't sure if he was hurt. On KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Hunter Biden's plea deal fell apart. He is now being indicted for three firearms charges. Third, traffic and weather together. Ricky?
Crews are still working to clear this accident in Ogden, 12th Street, near the I-15 junction. You are able to get through a little bit better, and we had a report of a crash involving a motorcycle, State Street at 1700 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A delightful day with highs in the 70s, then 80s over the weekend. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 73 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The special counsel investigating Hunter Biden filing three felony gun-related charges against President Biden's son, including a charge of making false statements. Special counsel David Weiss indicted Hunter Biden after a plea deal he offered to Hunter Biden on tax-related charges fell apart this summer. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
They carry a maximum penalty taken together of up to 25 years in prison. It's unlikely, given Hunter Biden's lack of criminal record, that he would ever serve that much time if he is convicted.
Republicans at the time of the plea deal accused Hunter Biden of getting a so-called sweetheart deal. Here's ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Republicans all along have been saying special treatment. He's getting special treatment because his father is the president. And when you look at this, what the Biden team has said, yeah, it's special treatment, all right. There's no way he would be prosecuted if his name weren't Biden.
It comes just days after GOP House Speaker Kevin McCarthy directed the House to open an impeachment inquiry into President Biden over his son's business dealings. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Jeff Kaplan. I'm energized by breaking news. First of all, because it's right now, and second of all, because in many cases, the audience needs to know. There's no more important service that we can provide, and I find it critically important to get more details to the audience as quickly as possible. There's nothing more energizing than that for me. Not at all. The most important thing we do is breaking news.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
When you crash your car, you get it fixed. When your computer crashes, you get a new one. But what will you do if you've been saving in a 401k or an IRA and the market crashes? If you're in your 30s or 40s, you'll be just fine. But if you're in or near retirement, you could be in trouble. Mike Stevens and his team at Capital Wealth Advisors are here to help. They can run a risk analysis to see if you're too heavily invested in the market. Don't let the ups and downs of Wall Street control you or your retirement dreams. Call 801-210-5500 today to schedule your risk analysis with Mike Stevens and the team at Capital Wealth Advisors. That's 801-210-5500. Crashes happen. Question is, are you ready? Capital Wealth Advisors, 801-210-5500. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor.
KSL News Time 1247. The number of mothers with young children in the workplace is at an all-time high. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis has that story.
It's been a record-breaking summer for women in the workforce, with the participation rate for those between the ages of 25 and 54 hitting never-before-seen heights, a stark contrast to the troves of women who left the workforce during the height of the pandemic.
We're seeing an increase in hybrid work. We see that women apply to remote work more than men do. And in that case, flexibility really becomes, I think, the linchpin for getting women back into the labor force.
Flexibility was crucial for Ann Lewis, who returned to work about a year after leaving her job following the premature birth of her son, who needs special care.
I needed a company that was willing to adjust if I had big emergencies. I had to position myself to have the flexibility and have the income enough to invest in my son's future. So I was very transparent about how much money I wanted to get paid. I was very transparent about what I needed in terms of flexibility.
Among women returning to the workforce, those with young children are leading the trend, in part due to more flexible options, as well as inflation and rising childcare costs. But there are also more opportunities. There are still more jobs than job seekers, with roles in customer service, sales, and nursing topping the list for most in demand.
There's a lot of flexibility in sectors that provide consulting, accounting, bookkeeping services. So I would encourage people to think not just in the sector that traditionally seems where women are clustered, but looking across all sectors, there's a lot of opportunity for hybrid and remote work.
Ann says the job flexibility that's allowed her household a dual income has been essential to providing the best care and education for her son.
Without the flexibility, there's no resources. Without the income, there were no resources. There was no extra help. There wouldn't be an opportunity for my son to go to one of the best schools that he goes to now. I get to be a part of giving him the world because the world was not promised to him at one point.
That is ABC's Rebecca Jarvis reporting. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
Well, crews are still working to clean up this crash in Weber County. It had been affecting almost all directions of travel. It's at the I-15 junction and 12th Street in Ogden. Also had an accident reported at 1700 South and State Street. Traffic has been a little busy in the area. I haven't actually seen the crash itself. Keep an eye out for that. There are delays likely due to construction southbound I-15 approaching Nephi, but all the valley freeways locally, especially Salt Lake County, seeing a nice drive. How do you know if you're getting the best deal on employee benefits? Well, you don't, unless you get free quotes from every insurance company every year. Visit shopmyplan.com to get free quotes. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast has some September 70s today, 79 the high, mostly sunny skies. For tomorrow, 80 blue skies. Clear skies continue for both Saturday and Sunday. Weekend looks great with highs in the mid-80s. We go to 87 on Monday, mostly sunny skies. Dropping off to 77 partly cloudy skies on Tuesday. Before you know it, Wednesday, we're down to 70 degrees, windy, and partly cloudy as a fall cool front moves into the region. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And a very nice 73 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Great day for the markets. The Dow and the NASDAQ up by triple digits. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
September means it's time for Any Hour Services free furnace sale. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and as summer comes to a close and falls right around the corner, the weather gets, well, perfect. And when the weather's perfect, people need a little extra incentive to replace their heating and cooling system. That's where Any Hour Services free furnace sale comes in. For the month of September, when you have Any Hour Services, install a new air conditioner, we'll give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free, you just pay the labor. And there's no catch. There's no raising the price on the air conditioner first. There's no making you buy the most expensive air conditioner to qualify. There's none of that. There's just a desire to keep our technicians working while the weather's mild and a genuine appreciation of you for helping us keep them busy. So if you've been thinking about replacing your old furnace and air conditioner and want to know exactly how much you can save during our free furnace sale, call Any Hour Services today and schedule a free estimate. Google Any Hour Services or schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
If you've had painful kidney stones, you know you don't want more. Moonstone Stone Stopper is a simple solution that works. Created and recommended by top kidney stone doctors, Stone Stopper is an alkali citrate formula scientifically proven to prevent crystallization. Stone Stopper's patented formula is gentle on the stomach and is available in easy-to-swallow capsules, gummies, and powder drinks that make hydration delicious. Stone Stopper is available at participating Walmart and Walgreens stores. Look for the red stop sign on the bottom shelf of the vitamin aisle. For more information or hour to find a store near you, go to stonestopper.com.
Found your dream house, but not your dream rate? Make your purchase with a home loan from Cypress Credit Union. Refinance within 12 months if rates drop, and Cypress Credit Union will take care of the refinancing fees.
KSL News Time 1254, a company known for helping people uncover their family trees, is now helping pet owners know the DNA makeup of their dogs.
Ancestry is out with a new kit that gives pet owners all the information they might want to know about their four-legged friends. The Know Your Pet DNA kit gives owners a breakdown of their dog's breed and matches them to dogs they're related to nearby. It also gives insights into dogs' behavioral traits and how they're supported by DNA. Ancestry is the company behind gene testing kit called 23andMe that helps two-legged people know their own genetic makeup and countries their ancestors were from. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money with Halloween quickly approaching, you can have the full Michael Myers experience for the price of, yes, wait for it, $1.8 million. The house from the famed 1978 Halloween film is up for sale in Los Angeles, attracting interest from horror movie fans and genuine homebuyers alike. Perfect job for Beyonce super fans. Media company Gannett is looking for the Beyonce reporter, Gannett, I should say. The job description is to write about Beyonce's music, fashion, and influence. The company says the candidate should be an energetic and enterprising writer with at least 5 years of journalism experience. France has halted iPhone 12 sales for emitting too much electromagnetic radiation. Tests run by the country's National Frequency Agency found the measure of electromagnetic energy absorbed by the body to be 40% higher than the standard set by the EU. However, USA Today reports that those levels are still 10 times lower than the level at which there could be a health risk. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 371 points. That's more than a full percent, sitting at 34,948. S&P 500, it's up by 39. The NASDAQ up by 122 points. Coke's latest mystery flavor was created by artificial intelligence. The Coca-Cola Y3000 flavor is supposed to taste like the future. Now, Coke used AI to design the package and flavor notes. Now, the company prominently reads, co-created with AI.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.